Columbus, W224EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More help is on the way to Baltimore as workers begin dismantling the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. A fourth Navy crane is set to arrive to help clear wreckage today. Israel's military is withdrawn from Gaza's largest hospital, Al-Shifa, after a two-week raid. The IDF says it killed some 200 Hamas militants during the operation. Police still searching for a suspected shooter responsible for the death of one person in Nashville over Easter.
An argument at Easter brunch leading one man to fatally shoot 33-year-old Alan Beecham and wound at least five others before fleeing the scene.
Police have identified Anton Rucker, a 46-year-old convicted felon, as a suspect in the shooting.
That's ABC's Alex Perez. Sam Bankman-Fried, the disgraced former crypto king, speaking out exclusively to ABC News, saying he doesn't believe he received a fair trial, writing he will appeal his conviction and 25-year prison sentence. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Critics of President Biden's Gaza policy want to send him a message. They're urging at least 20,000 Wisconsin Democrats to vote uninstructed in tomorrow's presidential primary.
That is the margin of victory that won Wisconsin for Joe Biden in 2020. We're hoping to get at least 15% of the vote statewide to gain delegates for the DNC in Chicago this summer.
Heba Muhammad is with the group Listen to Wisconsin. She spoke with WYSN-TV's Up Front. Wisconsin Democrats hope candidates running under newly drawn legislative maps could mean more votes for the Biden-Harris ticket in November. State Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler calls the idea reverse coattails. The race between Biden and Donald Trump is expected to be fought at the margins in battleground states like Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. A Madison police officer was injured after a car crash during a chase Saturday night. The crash on Moreland Road on the south side sent the officer to the hospital. It all started with a call about a shooting. The suspect tried to drive away but hit the squad car. The officer's injuries were minor and they were sent home shortly after going to the hospital. Meanwhile, Madison police say they arrested the suspect. Madison Parks officials want to hear from you as they update their park and open space plan. The goal of the plan is to guide and inform public park policies and decisions about park facilities. The Parks Department and a consulting team are hosting a series of four open houses around town in April and May. The process is expected to last the rest of the year. There's more information on the City of Madison website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WMDX News.
Always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. Events this month include live music with Andy Brown, 6 to 9 p.m. April 12th on 420. It's live music with Poverty and Panic from 6 to 10. And don't forget Music Bingo starting at 6:30 p.m. April 2nd. Then Music Bingo Taylor's version on April 16th at 6:30 p.m. It's all happening at Ooga Brewing Company, located at 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
The Brewers conquer New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers completing a three-game sweep of the New York Mets with a 4-1 win Easter Sunday. Rookie Jackson Churio with an RBI double to get things started.
Churio towards right field. Back Marte. Still back. It's over his head and off the wall. Churio has an RBI double. It's 2-0.
Jeff Levering, Valley Sports Wisconsin. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Churio stepped up big time. He didn't know what you were going to get for sure. Quite frankly, his spring training was at times very unimpressive. But I think we learned something this weekend.
The home opener 3:10 tomorrow afternoon against the Twins. NBA, the Bucks in D.C. tomorrow night to face the Wizards after beating the Hawks in Atlanta 122-113. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 16 rebounds, 8 assists, 36 points.
We take them for granted. We really do. I thought he'd play as clean of a game as you can play.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today with a few scattered showers off and on through the day. Our high 46 this afternoon, the wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy, a little breezy with a low of 34, some scattered showers tonight. Tomorrow, more of the same, mostly cloudy, scattered showers with a high near 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and healthcare. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life.
When he steps across that gag order line, and I do hope it will be expanded, there should be only one response. Bring your toothbrush, Donald Trump, because you're going to sit in a jail cell for a while. There has to be an immediate consequence when he defies a court order. That is a normal response. You cannot have a court system that is subjected to these kinds of threats and intimidation. Nowhere else has this ever happened and gone without any consequences. And that has to change, and it has to change now.
Thank you, Judge. I want to date you and kiss you and marry you, whoever you are.
Cordell.
Right. Okay. Guess who tweeted, hold please. Oh. You know who else gets gag orders and anonymous juries order for their trials? Mob bosses. Yeah. Who tweeted that? This guy.
What?
This guy. This.
I thought you were doing a...
Me reading Tristan Snell tweets.
Pretty much, yes.
I don't care. Yep, I don't care. Welcome to the Tristan Snell Show.
Tristan Snell, we think you're swell. And the right wing really smell. You're all pride and joy with Stephanie. Tristan Snell.
Yay. I know everyone wants you, but we're the only ones that jingle you, Tristan.
Right.
I just like... So, I mean...
Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for being
here.
Thanks for being... I say all the time, I can't wait to talk to you again, because I just... We've gone through yet another weekend of just, numbing ourselves to Donald Trump's constant incitements of violence and nothing happening.
Yeah.
I mean, your thoughts on this latest, you know, what amounts to a death threat to the sitting president.
Yeah, I mean... You know, it's at some point there has to be a line and there have to be consequences. I mean, this is the sort of activity that this is not. Once you do something like this and once you condone something like this, you're not. That's not speech. That's actually an incitement to violence. And that is the sort of thing that, like I said, online, in normal times, this wouldn't even be a question. It would be like, if you're propagating imagery of the president of the United States being kidnapped, you would be reported to the FBI and the Secret Service.
Can I just ask it plainly? Where is the FBI? Where is the Secret Service? I mean,
I think they're so afraid of looking political that but the problem is that by not doing that, they are putting President Biden at risk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're allowing this virus and this cancer to continue to propagate in certain dark but increasingly visible circles in America. It's really a problem.
You know, I read Judge Luttig's tweet, which I'm sure you saw this weekend too, Tristan.
Yeah.
And this, I was saying, you know, not again to engage in hyperbole. I literally opened the show this morning by saying it's starting to feel Hitler-y. Mm-hmm. Like our country seems frozen, Tristan, about what to do about this lunatic. our, as Judge Luttig said, our judicial system, our everything. It's not even just one person. It's like
Right.
I mean, obviously, for this to happen to this degree and him to get away with this lifetime of stuff, it's a lot of people that seem to be, afraid?
Yeah. I think they're afraid of standing up to him. I do. I think they're afraid of, and I think they're afraid of his supporters. Mm-hmm. I think they're afraid of looking too political. They're afraid of exhibiting any bias against him at all. But by leaning so hard to try to not be biased against him, they're being biased for him.
Mm-hmm. And
that's the problem.
And thank
you. That's the problem the mainstream media has. Yeah. That's the problem that a lot of law enforcement and judges have. But that's the thing. They're so afraid of, like, oh, we don't want to look like we're against him. They effectively end up being for him.
Yeah.
And so he has all of these people in these positions of power in the establishment that are really for him. They're backing him every day because they're afraid to look like they're against it.
And thank you for pointing out the misogyny. You said Trump targets women when he counterattacks. Fannie Willis, Letitia James, E. Jean Carroll, Robbie Kaplan, Judge Chutkan, Judge Ngoren's law clerk, Judge Mershon's daughter. Misogyny is always one of his weapons of choice, and women will be the ones to take him down. I do believe that. I thought, isn't that true?
Yeah.
The first real consequences he's ever seen come courtesy of E. Jean Carroll, Robbie Kaplan, and now Letitia James, right?
Yeah. Yep, that's right. So the look, and you can go back even further to, you know, when we did the Trump University case, all of my chiefs that I reported to, where we were the ones really working on the case, it was my bureau chief, Jane Azia, and it was my deputy bureau chief, Laura Levine, and it was my division chief, their boss, Carla Sanchez. They're the ones who made that case go, not Eric Schneider.
Yeah, yeah.
It was my boss's insistence that was not going to be a case that got dropped or swept under the rug that finally allowed that case to go forward. So you can go back even further. But at some point here, there have to be consequences. At some point, you know, you played that quote. At some point, it's got to be, bring your toothbrush.
Yeah.
Headed to Rikers.
Yeah.
Anybody else who threatened a judge's daughter would already have spent the weekend at Rikers.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Anybody, literally anybody else.
But we have to stop saying anybody that else. And do it. That's what I'm so tired of saying. Anyone else, you
we
or I.
We actually have to do it.
I mean,
I know that Judge Mershon maybe didn't want to be the one to do it because it was, and this was very calculated by Trump. He comes at the person and their family so that if they do anything, he can say, oh, he's just being biased. And it's like, no, what should be happening here is the chief judge that Mershon reports to should be the one stepping in and saying, like, that's it. I'm issuing an order. Trump, you're going.
Yeah.
You threatened the judge's daughter. You cannot do that.
Yeah.
Look, at the very, if you want to come on a little bit lighter at first, then you fine, and that fine better have at least six figures in it. That needs to be $100,000 start, and then that's your warning. That's all you get.
Yeah.
If it were me, be $100,000 for the first thing. Next thing is it's $1 million plus you're spending the night at Rikers.
Yeah. Speaking of women, you're
that's
right. I shouldn't read Twitter on April Fool's Day because someone's like, Merrick Garland has stepped down and Sally Yates is the new AG. Sorry. My dogs are alarmed.
Yeah, no. No, and the dogs are like, Sally Yates, yay!
Yay! I was like, oh, April Fool.
Yeah, they're all barking.
Retweeted Donald Trump, which must have made a little part of your soul die, so thank you. You said, you tweeted, the corrupt New York DA, Letitia Peekaboo James, can try to take my property with this rigged witch hunt, but they won't succeed. I've done a transfer of property, which means it's not in my name, so they can take it. So they can't take it to cover any bills they want Donald Trump to pay. I win. MAGA! You just said she's not the DA, she's the AG. Try reading a book or a newspaper sometimes. Your use of peekaboo is like George Allen's use of macaca. It's clearly a racial slur, even if it's an idiosyncratic one. Three, moving assets around violates the court's order. I mean, plus it's like he's eight. I win, MAGA.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, yeah. Well, so that one I actually don't even know. I actually took that down because it was unclear whether or not it was really his tweet or his post. But you know what? It still ends up all being true.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I will stand by that. His use of peekaboo with Tish James,
please.
It's racist even if we can't really find it in like a racist dictionary. Just like macaca, this now dates me, but like Senator George Allen had to resign back when politicians could still have shame.
Yeah, right.
Republican Senator George Allen resigned because he called somebody a macaca.
Yeah,
and you couldn't really go look it up in the dictionary to figure it out, although some people were trying to kind of like draw the line between what that was. But it was very obviously meant to be a racial slur, yeah, even if it was his own idiosyncratic one. And we really need to be treating Trump's peekaboo thing the same way.
So, Tristan, we were saying that, you know, we're all like, what last-minute thing is he going to pull now? I mean, we were talking about Jonathan Alter saying there are no appeals. This thing is happening, you know, April 15th. What is your take on that?
Look, you can always file another motion. Like, the thing about motion practice is you can pretty much always file another motion. Now, past a certain point, the judge does not have to entertain them. But I do believe that we're probably going to see a flurry of other motions get filed. He'll probably file some sort of emergency motion to some other higher court to get them to stop the trial. I think that as the walls start to close in on him more here, he's going to get more and more desperate. I do see that.
And we would be able
2 weeks to go, and yeah,
we would be able to tell from the 77 tweets yesterday that it has gotten it's gotten worse.
I mean, he's basically just having a meltdown live in front of all of us. That's what he's been doing.
Yeah.
And it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Is there a deadline for the bond payment? Someone tweeted in the New York fraud case. They said, when in my life did I ever think I need a spreadsheet to track the criminal prosecution of a former president?
I do need a spreadsheet. I need to figure this out. Let's see. Can we figure this out? When was that 7-day order thing? I was on TV that day.
Right.
That day was, I'd have to go back and look. Was it Monday?
It was Monday.
Put it this way. I think
it was Monday.
It was Monday. So it's today. So he has till today, or I guess maybe it's possibly tomorrow. But that $175 million, where is it?
Yeah.
He's not going to come up with that either. Like, where is it? He's not going to come up with it.
And why did he get that big reduction? Like, none of us lay people understand how...
So, look, I do believe, unfortunately, it showed that the appeals court, they kind of tipped their hand a little bit, where it showed that it is possible, and it often happens, that a large award will get squished down by an appeals court. Now, as I tried to reassure everybody then, and I will do again now, it doesn't mean it's going to get eliminated in all likelihood. And it usually don't see it get crushed by like 90%. It's not like all of a sudden that 464 is going to end up being down at like 40 million. However, to see it get dropped by 20 to 50%, possibly more, is not that unusual. I was kind of thinking we would end up down around 200 million after the appeals courts had their hand in there. And 175 is a little lower than I would want, but I do think that something around 200 million is where this is going to end up.
Mm-hmm.
That's still a catastrophic number for him. It should be higher because the calculation came from someplace. We just have to remember, every dollar he's being asked to repay now is a dollar he shouldn't have gotten from the banks in the first place.
Thank you. Thank you.
He lied to get them.
Thank you.
He lied to get those dollars, and now he has to pay them back. But why can't he? Because he spent them on his overly lavish lifestyle. Donald Trump lives beyond his means.
Yeah.
He always has.
Always. Alina Haba.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Just made him giggle.
So she's talking about the Georgia case, and she said, we all know we only have one RICO situation, and that's what's happening with the Merrick Garland Biden administration.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
for Christ's sake.
Exactly. Yes.
I feel like now they've made Fannie Willis mad. Now she apparently is going full steam ahead. And
wait, that wasn't before from her wasn't mad?
Yes, exactly.
Wow. I mean, okay. No, that woman has passion. I respect the hell out of it. Like, and the thing is, like, yeah, look, they've come for her personally now.
Yeah.
They didn't succeed in toppling her. I don't believe, although who knows, it's possible that this sort of gobbled up Judge McAfee's attention enough that it did slow things down a bit. But I do believe that a lot of why this case is slow has nothing to do with the counterattacks on Willis. It has to do with how many defendants we have, how many counts there are. It's just a bigger case. Now, this is another one where walls closing in, it's going to create pressure that will result in things shooting out in different directions. Watch for more people to flip as we get closer to the trial date. I actually do believe there's a good chance that at some point here, and also, by the way, when Willis says, I'm not going to give a plea deal to Rudy, I think that's a tactic. Uh-huh. I don't think that I think that if Rudy hands himself over, she's not going to say no. She'll take
okay.
it.
Okay.
So I do believe that some of these people are going to are going to be much more likely to flip the closer we get to a trial date.
Before you go, what do we do about a problem like Judge Cannon? So I have three headlines. Yeah. Trump tells Judge Cannon he's got scheduling conflicts now. Judge Cannon has a new way to hobble Mar-a-Lago documents case, according to ex-prosecutor. However, here's the hopeful one. Judge Cannon has given Jack Smith a fresh opening to seek her removal from the Trump case, according to another. What are the chances of her removal? Because it seems like she's not a very good judge, but she's smart enough to have skirted real reasons to be able to have her removed, right?
Yeah, at the very best, she is in over her head because this is a case with national security implications, and it's just not something that she's been trained in and versed in. The way that judges in D.C., because they handle these kind of issues all the time, they know how to handle these kind of cases when they pop up. There's plenty of judges in both the southern and eastern districts in New York and Manhattan and Brooklyn who know how to deal with like a terrorism case or some sort of counterintelligence case. It's just not something that comes up in a lot of other localities as much. That's the best case scenario for Cannon. Worst case is she's deliberately trying to delay this thing. I think it's very, very difficult to get a judge forcibly recused from a matter. I don't want to get people's hopes up that that's going to happen. I think the more likely upside scenario is that there are more appeals to the 11th Circuit that then kind of box her in a little bit. And then that the word really comes down from them that it's like, look, we have to remember, it's not just the defendant's interest in a speedy trial. The public has an interest in a speedy trial. It's a constitutional right in the public. And we, the people, need to be respected hopefully that's what happens.
That's what Liz Cheney just said as well. So, Tristan, Supreme Court, when will we get the immunity ruling, do you think?
I hate to say it. I don't know that we're going to get it until the end of the term. I think it's going to be at the end of June. I hate to say it, but we'll see.
All right.
Maybe we'll get it within about 3 weeks of that oral argument date, so it would be by like the middle of May. The good news is that DOJ has said, and we have to remember, this was the best piece of news we've gotten in any of these cases in the last month, is that the 60-day rule doesn't apply when someone's been indicted. Exactly.
Yeah.
So the Trump trials in the federal side can continue into September and October, which gives us more days to play with.
Yay. All right. Tristan, thank you so much. Oh, my God. I have like 3 more hours of things to talk to you about. Okay.
See you next
time. Soon. We'll be back.
All right. Bye, Tristan. There he goes. Yeah, 22 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my sleep yoga that I do because tiny dogs are immovable objects in bed.
Oh, well, there's
so
that.
I have to add. So that, you know what? I'm wearing my Cozy Earth pajamas, so already I'm comfy and springy. But, you know, I don't blame them for you know, anchoring themselves in the Cozy Earth sheets.
Right.
No one wants to share. Okay. Did you know 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? Let me give you a transformational idea. Cozy Earth, the secret to better sleep. Cozy Earth luxurious bedding products. Here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use the code Miller. You get 35% off at CozyEarth.com. The most luxurious, Oprah said yes, please, 5 years in a row, sheets.
And when she says yes, you have to listen.
Yes, right. yes. Temperature regulating technology, it adapts to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored just to you. And they're just so soft.
Oh, yeah.
All the best fabrics, materials, weaves, superior softness, just invites you to sleep into a world of canine comfort.
Oh.
That's my bed.
Okay.
Lots of canine comfort. Well. Cozy Earth products, just to weave them into your self-care routine, they can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself to the ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Prioritize yourself, people. CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller for 35% off.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm glad you're passionate. I just hope you're not riling people up with your show.
Ha ha!
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code fitness.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Stephanie Miller. I'm on top of the world, eh? I'm on top of the world, eh? Waiting on this for a while now. Paying my dues to the dirt. I've been waiting to smile, eh? Been holding it in for a while, eh?
How fantastic and things of this nature is Kristen Snell, author of Taking Down Trump, by the way, available now, his new book, Our Legal Lab.
Yep.
He tweeted... this of all the absurdity of the Ron McDaniel situation, he tweeted, Ron McDaniel is a material witness in the January 6 cases against Trump at best, and she may be a co-conspirator who could still be indicted. She may cooperate with law enforcement or she may not. Until we know the answers to these questions, she should not be on the air.
Yep.
Thank you. Anywhere. Yep. Thank you, Tristan. And she, he said, so the RNC wants to punish NBC for firing Ronna McDaniel, the former RNC chair who the RNC recently forced to resign. Got it.
Yeah.
Because we stole their idea,
right,
about firing Ronna McDaniel? Okay. And finally, he tweets, Dem wins Alabama seat by GOP seat by 25 points, running on access to IVF and reproductive rights. Maryland lands wins big, and Democrats are going to win big in November. No matter what the polls say, the blue wave is coming. I like my legal ads happy clapping.
Yeah.
Yeah. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Northland College in Ashland has a little more than 2 days to raise $12 million to stay in business. An emergency fundraiser ends at midnight Wednesday. The Board of Trustees admits in a letter issued last week they have a long way to go to reach their goal. Meanwhile, Northland faculty are offering a plan to cut costs and increase revenue. It includes reducing enrollment and renting out some student housing to the public. Children in Wisconsin from low-income homes will get nutritious food this summer. Qualifying families will get preloaded debit cards to use to buy groceries.
We've got families with low incomes, most of them working, by the way, but just not able to put that extra meal on the table for kids who are at home during the summer months.
Shelley Forner is with the Hunger Task Force of La Crosse. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. A woman wanted in a fatal hit-and-run crash in Madison more than a year ago is finally under arrest. Police in Peoria, Illinois, say they're working on extraditing Tiambra Walker back to Wisconsin. She was arrested Saturday afternoon. Stephen Fleck and his dog were found dead on Schrader Road on Madison's west side on February 15th of last year. Madison police credit more than 100 law enforcement agencies for helping find Walker. More than 300 kids in Madison enjoyed Easter Sunday with an egg hunt and a picnic at Warner Park. The event was hosted by Life is Christ Ministries, and it aimed to strengthen bonds within the community and share the Easter Sunday message. Pastor Reddit Premnath says he was pleasantly surprised by the large turnout. Yesterday's event was one of the church's first large gatherings. There are plans to hold it again next year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WMDX News.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy today with a few scattered showers off and on through the day. Our high 46 this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy. A little breezy with a low of 34. Some scattered showers tonight. Tomorrow, more of the same. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers with a high near 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy you happiness, but money did help you buy an RV, which means an excuse from working Saturday with your insufferable coworker, Dave. So money is helping you listen to birds chirp instead of Dave chirping about how his toddler is fluent in three languages. And it's also why you'll be smelling pine trees in the air, not Dave's tuna melt reheating in a microwave. So save money by bundling your RV or boat insurance with home or auto from Progressive and buy more happiness or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
extremely upset, especially since I've been learning about the failures of the post office and how many absentee ballots do not get counted because they come in late. And this is something that I'm working on very hard with some election offices across the state. And it's more I've got to deliver to you at a later time.
Oh, finally a moment of bipartisan energy.
I know.
She also agrees that DeJoy belongs in
the jail.
Thank you. I let you have this.
Well, that's a great punchline.
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay.
All right. Would you like some more Sporkfoot?
Not really.
There we go. All right, well, too late.
Absentee ballots that people trust to be able to vote on and to be able to mail in and trust that their vote will count are not coming in and being counted on time. As a matter of fact, many of them are coming in late. And enough of them are coming in late that could affect our election in 2024.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get behind this fire to Joey situation, Madge.
Sure.
Walk on over there with your little clam rakes on your feet.
Well,
let's get rid of them.
I mean, they're useful.
Yeah.
They rake clams.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
These absentee ballots cannot be trusted because the post office is not delivering them. Now, the question as to why the post office is not delivering them is a whole nother issue. And I think one of great concern as well.
Okay. Fantastic. God bless the United States.
God bless.
Let's get this done.
United States.
Okay, let's go to Chuck
in. In the jail.
In the jail. Hello, Chuck in Tucson. Hello.
Hello, it's your deadhead in Tucson, and
oh, yeah.
We're about the music. Huh? Yeah, and I want to say first off, let's go country and western. I want to do the western part. A third of all cowboys were black, including the character that the Lone Ranger is based on.
Yeah.
Just a fact.
Yeah.
And by the way, Lee Greenwood's song is one of the worst songs in history, not of country American music, of music period.
Yeah.
However, if you listen to
Lara Trump. It's not Lara Trump bad, but okay.
That's another dimension. We won't go there.
Oh yeah.
But yes. The words to God Bless the USA are lauding and praising our veterans, the very same people that Mr. Trump calls suckers and losers.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd have to get, no one's talked about that.
Yeah.
Get the irony out there of what this man is doing. Just a helpful reminder from your deadhead in Tucson.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. You keep on trucking over there in Tucson. Even though you've got a touch of gray. Okay,
Jerry
I'm done.
Garcia never used auto-tune like Lara Trump did.
That's true. By the way, some of the Lara Trump tweets, fantastic. And the consensus was Walter the dog is
better.
A much better singer and a much more range, many more octaves on I Am Ken than Lara Trump did.
Would you like a review of those songs?
Oh, sure. If you feel it's necessary.
Which one would you like first?
Do you want to inflict Lara Trump again?
Oh, well,
okay.
So don't think, just jump. You
No. By the way, it's titled Anything is Possible. Someone tweeted, Anything Isn't Possible. Auto-tune could not even fix that hag karaoke voice of yours.
Yeah. That's true.
Someone else wrote, Can Democrats and Republicans put our differences aside and unite to stop Lara Trump from butchering any more of our favorite songs? This could bring us together in ways we never thought possible. And then one music review website just simply posted a photo of a person with blood pouring out of their ears.
Yeah. Well... Wait a minute. What favorite songs has Lara Trump butchered?
Tom Petty, and then I don't know what that was.
Well, the Tom Petty
I think
one
that's
was
original.
The Tom Petty one was that was artificially made bad.
Yeah,
no, she's just bad.
Well, she's bad, but they also made it even worse.
True.
So
it's not hard to make it worse. It doesn't take much.
Okay, could I have to cleanse that from my ears? Can I have Walter the dog singing "I Am Ken"?
Uh-huh.
I'm just kids.
I'm having a conversation. Walter, I'm right here. Stop embarrassing me again. You're getting me in trouble.
Our favorite is the growly Eartha Kitt. Yes, Eartha Kitt.
Yeah.
Section of his voice. Okay. All right, could you take your organ out for me, Chris?
Right away, Ms. Fuller?
Maggots losing their tiny damn minds about Trans Visibility Day falling, happened to fall on Easter. It's always March 31st.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's the evangelicals that keep moving Easter
around. The president
didn't
make it on... Yes, thank you. Make it on Easter. Like, does it mess up their story that Jesus rose from the dead and pushed the rock aside and said, I'm... Didn't he? Wasn't it supposed to be the message of Easter that he died for all of us?
Yes, if we don't sin,
except,
he died for nothing.
Except that he pushed the rock and said, except you trannies, not you.
He never said
I died
that.
For all your sins, except...
Except the trannies.
Yeah, isn't it supposed to be an inclusive, happy holiday?
It is.
Saving all of us and hopeful. So, and, yeah.
Evangelicals aren't very Christ-like.
Wow, okay. All right, thank you for taking your organ out. Appreciate it.
Oh, well, you know, I'm going to do that on the road, too.
Chris in Florida. Hello, Chris.
Hello, folks. Thank you so much for taking the call. It's my first time calling in.
Okay.
Wanted to be the official Stephanie Miller hater, even though I'm sure you guys have enough.
Uh-oh.
Not hating anything that you do, Miss Stephanie.
Oh.
Thank you so much for everything.
Oh, well, thank you.
But Chris,
uh-oh.
On the other hand.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Yes. How dare you look so good and we share the same name. So I'm completely hating on you.
Oh.
And I hate everything in your face.
Don't be Don't be a hater to the bastard person. That's my job.
I look okay.
Aw, don't be a hater. Don't be a hater.
I get up at stupid o'clock in the morning, so
Chris is hot AF, and so is Jody. Okay.
Thank you.
You'd think I would get more of a, like, you know, Star Wars bar scene type coworker so I look better, but no.
That's your own damn fault.
Well,
asked me to come back.
Yeah. Is that what happened this time? I don't remember anymore.
Yeah, you did. You made the call.
Oh, you're right. SoulCycle held a fundraiser for Trump.
That's why.
Yeah, no, I totally had forgotten. That's how old I am. How long ago?
Well,
how long I was in my house during COVID? I totally forgot about that.
Here's the we had
because my bike ride got rained out twice in a row, so I went
SoulCycle.
Back because I thought I was feeding the right wolf, but I realized I was still feeding the wrong wolf.
Right. We had Jackie Schechner on in 2019 to talk about
that. Yes, I can remember the whole
that.
Thing. Okay, I will go back. Please don't rain this weekend. I miss my Major Taylor Bike Club so much.
Well, in the ensuing years, other bike studios have opened up.
Yes, No, I've been to another one. It's like I've been like I'm coming out of the woods after World War II. I haven't gone anywhere. Do you understand?
Your old dry cleaner.
That place. Right, that's gone. That place is, that's a new spinning place now. That's
your old dry cleaner is now a cycle studio.
Oh, is it?
It is.
It's not open yet.
It is.
It is?
I don't know.
I go past it every day,
I live on this side of the hill.
Everything is new.
your neighborhood is gentrifying.
Since I left my house.
Your neighborhood is gentrifying,
very much
Stephanie.
So. Very
I
much so.
I love my house. I'm scared. Okay. Speaking of our legal ads, Renato Mariotti said, one of Donald Trump's lawyers will no longer be a lawyer, talking about John Eastman. Mm-hmm. It is rare for lawyers to be disbarred for acts of moral turpitude. Oh, good word. Dishonesty or corruption. But Eastman's legal advice to overturn an election and subvert our democracy was unprecedented. Katie Fang said, taking away the ability for Trump to abuse the legal system with the help of disbarred lawyers like Eastman and Jeff Clark is critical to protecting our democracy. I think at this point, we are just grateful for any guardrail holding, because it just, as Judge Luttig says, I was just so struck by his tweet about just our institutions seem just, I don't know, frozen, terrified, something. Well, I was saying at the start of the show, it's beginning to look a lot like Hitler. It's feeling very 1930-ish something in Germany. Yeah. Okay. Really? Again? Okay. Yeah, let's put it to music. Yay!
It's beginning to look a lot like Hitler.
Okay, just saying. Okay, Chris in... Oh, wait, I already did Chris in Florida. What am I doing?
What's
wrong with me? Russell in North Carolina. Hello, Russ.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Lest we forget, you were talking earlier about Stormy Daniels and the hush money trial. Lest we forget, there's two people who they paid hush money to. Both Karen McDougal, who was Trump's long-term girlfriend while Melania was pregnant.
Yes.
And then Stormy Daniel, of course, cheated on her on both of them, you know. Mm-hmm. So for all of our evangelical friends, and it's about you know, integrity, you know?
Yeah.
Integrity, and there is no integrity in Donald Trump.
Yeah.
None whatsoever.
Yeah. No, it's really gotten just beyond the beyond. This was the pale, was over here.
Right, and it's
now
way,
we're over here,
way beyond.
Way beyond the pale.
So we can't even see the pale anymore.
No. It's gone. Even Maria Bartiromo can't see it.
Hello?
She
no,
can't see it
even with her giant flounder eyes on either side of her head. They're entirely too far apart.
They are. She's like a clownfish.
Mm-hmm. All right. We asked Tristan Snell about the Supreme Court ruling. It is extraordinary, speaking of disbarred lawyers and this and that, what people will do for this one guy.
I know.
If this is not a cult, then nothing ever has been. Right. The Supreme Court will be hearing oral arguments both in favor of and against Trump's claim of absolute broad presidential immunity in less than a month. And a significant number of groups have already submitted arguments to the court asking that the justices grant it. So the amicus briefs, right?
Uh-huh.
There's 18 groups, nearly all of them from far-right organizations and legal activists requesting that the nation's highest court accept Trump's unhinged argument that presidents are unbound by the rule of law.
Yep.
I mean, and can you imagine that, like, the first time you try to say a Democratic president, they will lose their tiny minds.
Mm-hmm. Right?
One such group is Condemned USA, which is led by convicted January 6th riot participant. Someone. In his March 19th brief, he argued that if Trump can be prosecuted for alleged election interference in the events that led up to the 2021 insurrection, then President Biden should be able to be sued for the death of Laken Riley.
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
I mean, if the problem is with this Supreme Court, who knows what ridiculous arguments they're going to entertain.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The Christian Family Coalition Florida submitted its own brief. They downplayed Trump's actions on January 6th as core political speech. A lawyer for the group specifically argued that presidents should have the ability to lie without being held accountable. One brief, however, submitted by three retired generals said no. I can't believe this needs to be said. No. The president cannot order SEAL Team 6 to assassinate his political rival and have the military carry out such an order. Any officer engaged in murder on the orders of a president would be subject to the death penalty or life imprisonment, and the officer would know it. Oh, God, we're in the dumbest timeline.
Yes, we are.
That they're even hearing this case. Okay. Meanwhile, I mentioned the lizard. Are we all out of goats? Can we tie another one out? She took aim at the Supreme Court, warned the justices to move quickly in their consideration of Trump's claims of presidential immunity. She said when Trump now is pushing this idea that a president should have complete immunity against any criminal prosecution for anything he does in office, and he's pushed this appeal to the Supreme Court, I think it's very important that they recognize it's a delaying tactic. We played that sound earlier. But she said it cannot be the case that a president of the United States can attempt to overturn an election and seize power, and that our justice system is just incapable of holding a trial and holding him to account before the next election. She said, I trust the court will deal with this in a responsible and expedient fashion. Does she trust? Because I don't trust that they will, but okay. She said it would amount to a suppression of the evidence if they don't. The American people have a right to see that evidence. And that's exactly what Tristan Snell said.
Yep.
And they ought to recognize this. This is a we the people thing.
Yep.
And it's, okay.
I remember that from Schoolhouse Rock.
Scene. Yep. Thank you.
In order to form a more perfect union.
Okay. You know what? You started by saying the Lord's Prayer in unison, and you two are freaking me out
now. Domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense.
Okay.
Promote general welfare.
Today's show started with the atheist of the show, Chris LeBoy, reciting the Lord's Prayer, which he can do and Donald Trump cannot.
Right.
So, there we go.
He needed cue cards.
Scene. Okay.
I don't need cue cards.
No. Wow. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show is puzzling, and also it is brought to you by Credo Mobile. Because, you know what? There's a lot of bad shizzle happening.
There is.
And you might feel overwhelmed. There's nothing you can do. Here's what you can do. Make a good choice. Choose Credo Mobile, America's only progressive phone company. They share your values every month. They donate. They've donated literally millions over the years to progressive nonprofits, Planned Parenthood, Transgender Law Center. It's every day is Trans Visibility Day for them.
Wow.
Ha, take that, maggots. Join Credo Mobile. You'll get great feeling with knowing you are making a difference every day just by using your phone. Look at you. You sent an emoji. You saved America. Okay. You get coverage on the nation's largest.
Save America by sending a poop emoji.
Yes! largest, most reliable network. Low rates and a complete selection of new devices. All the top models, top brands. Join Credo Mobile. It's so easy. CredoMobile.com. Bring your own, your phone, your current number. And if you type in the code Steph, you can get $250 off any smartphone. CredoMobile.com. The code is Steph.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Stephanie Miller.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know Madison is part of the First Nature Everywhere program? It's a partnership with the National Children and Nature Network, and as one of just 19 cities selected from across the country, it's meant to ensure every resident has an equal opportunity to connect with nature. As a Nature Everywhere community, Madison is going to receive 2 years of support, planning, and startup money to create new ways for children and families to enjoy nature-based experiences and learning. By the way, studies show spending time outside is good for your health. And for kids, it can even mean improvements in school. Want to help? Email natureeverywhere@cityofmadison.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Pneumonies.
Clyde is laying like frog dog. You know when they lay like frog dog?
And he's staring at his shadow.
Oh, by the way, I can tell he is super happy because the entire bowl of Dr. Marty's is gone. So that's what happens. You put it down and bing, disappears.
All right.
You know why? Turkey, beef, duck, salmon. And then keep reading your ingredients. Sweet potatoes, blueberries, spinach. Oh, my God. Superfoods. That's what I try to eat. Superfoods. This is real food. This is what you would feed your real kids. They are my real kids. Dr. Marty's has used these foods in his own practice to help dogs thrive. It's not that messy stuff that you got to take up freezer space and cut it open. It's wet and it's... This is dry to the touch, bite-sized. It is full of nutrients, shelf-stable. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of wholesome homemade food. Dogs love the raw freeze-dried flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order and get a pack of Tilly's treasures. Oh, my God. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. 54 minutes after the hour. Oh, my God. Are they still on this? Mm-hmm. God will not be mocked. Conservatives roast Biden for celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday.
Well,
won't somebody think of the children? Trump, just wait for this because here's the punchline. Trump issued a statement calling Biden's proclamation appalling and insulting. He posted a death threat of Biden tied up and apparently dead. But that was appalling. It was appalling and insulting. He also...
somebody please think of the children!
Yeah, but admitting that trans people exist is, you know, is...
Grody.
Right, okay. Former RNC chair, our beloved Michael Steele, referred to Trump as a visceral animal for attacking judges and promoting of the video of President Biden hogtied. He's just like a reptilian, like,
ick.
I don't, okay. All right, a conservative strategist who opposes Trump made the case Friday for President Biden to target him with fat jokes.
Nice.
Stuart Stevens of the Lincoln Project said Donald Trump is a dog that chases every car, so he'll respond to this. Mm-hmm. His take was spurred by a joke Biden made at a fundraiser where he quipped that Trump's ideas were a little old and out of shape, which I think is funny. But it's not.
Right.
So CNN anchor John Berman said President Biden is making what amounts to a fat joke. Stewart agreed and said this is a good line of attack for Biden. I have said when they go, what happened to going high when they go low? Like, I do think you have to fight these people. I mean, how else do you fight Trump? How else do you fight a bully except punching him in the nose? But I don't think
there are other
Biden has to descend to actual fat jokes.
No,
you know what I mean?
He shouldn't.
But that's why that was kind of a clever joke, because he was talking about his ideas, you know? Because
we like Biden partly because he's above the fray.
Yeah, exactly. What is?
I mean, we voted
that's,
for
that's because... why we go down to the basement.
Right, exactly.
Now we go to the crawl space.
I said I wanted Chris to take a picture of me in my crawl space because we have to go somewhere lower than the basement, except there's
that would mean
rats and stuff.
You would have to get in the crawl space.
I can't do it.
Yeah, I know.
Can we green screen me in the crawl
space? Hell no. People can tell.
I'm not getting in the crawl space. Yeah. I mean, I'd do almost anything for a joke, but I'm not doing that.
You're like meatloaf.
Very
meatloaf.
Yeah, and also there's bodies of old producers in there and stuff.
Oh,
I'm
good
sorry.
To know. Oh, what?
Which old producer?
What?
I know all of them.
I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? I'm just kidding.
I have an idea.
Here's how you do it. CNN fact checker Daniel Dale stunned Anderson Cooper with an efficient fact check of a pro-Trump Republican's attack on illegal invaders. This is how we got to do it, right? Trump endorsed Michigan State Representative Matt, whoever, posted photos with the message happening right now. Three buses just loaded up with illegal invaders at Detroit Metro. Any idea where they're headed with their police escort? Daniel Dale said the airplane and three buses seen in Mr. Maddox's tweet were there actually used by the NCAA men's college basketball teams that were landing at Detroit Airport to play in March Madness.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We're going to get exhausted calling out every lie, right? All right, that's it for us. Who's tomorrow? What's up tomorrow?
Charlie.
Tell me you end up in the crawl space.
And David Jolly.
Oh, David Jolly. Hooray. And Charlie Pierce. I'll see me next Tuesday.
Yes.
Because, you know. All right. Love you.
on air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon, Sunday, April 7th, featuring Linda and the Zeros and Automatic Lover. Doors open at noon, the show starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4. Get advance tickets now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.